Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. I am sure by now you have figured out that I am not Dr. Pat. I am Amber Mike Sell, and I am with an organization called Suivera, and we have the honor of filling in for Dr. Pat today. And I am joined by my co-host on a show that we have here on the Transformation Network called the Heart Leader Podcast. His name is Austin Yule. So, hi, Austin.
Hey, my love.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good, good. So today we are going to take this time that we have been gifted by Dr. Pat to talk about this start to 2020, because we've had a couple of really crazy years, and I have myself been flooded with all of these messages with organizations who are like, new year, new you, take the past couple of years and turn it into something so that you can start out strong. What's your resolution? Hey, buy our package and we'll make sure. So we wanted to take a little bit of time to talk to people and help them understand that there are options and alternatives to this resolution cycle. So would you like to share a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You know, resolutions, and we talked a lot about this over the holidays as we were getting ready to even create our own. And one of the key aspects that we really find in terms of creating a solid resolution that will actually last is authenticity. It's really, really hard to stick with a resolution and let it last all year round if we don't actually know, you know, are we doing this resolution for ourselves? Are we doing it for what we think other people want to see in us? I mean, that's a huge question. We actually need to take the time to understand and ask ourselves, because how are we going to stick with something if we're not even passionate about it? You know, that's really the really key. And so the more you can really understand yourself authentically, the more that you can dive into the depths of who you are and make a choice from that standpoint, from the inside out, the more impact that resolution can actually make and actually really make a difference in your life.
Yeah, 100%. And when resolutions, we make resolutions based on something that comes at us in our email box or in something that we see. Heck, I'm even getting messages from doctor's offices telling me how I can be a new me. You know, we can very quickly go down an outside to in flow of, hey, that sounds like a good idea. And there's nothing wrong if we're inspired by something from the outside. But as you were saying, we have to make certain that we understand from an authentic place within, what does that mean to me? And why am I doing this? What is my motivation? Mm-hmm. And so we want to talk a little bit today about things that we can do to find that motivation, right? So that come February, we're not like, oh, that was a really good thing to think about in January. And I had such a strong conviction about it in January. But now here I am in February and my conviction is waning because it didn't mean that much to me. But I just spent $500 on a gym membership that I might not use the entire rest of the year. Again, not that it's a bad thing. It's just making certain that we're aware of our choices. And so as we're talking about this new year, new you, one of the things we're talking about is shifting that thought process and making it more about a new year, be you, so that you can create your resolutions from that space. And we've talked about some tools that you can use in order to do that. Things that are free, things that are easy, So are you willing to talk about a couple of those so that anybody listening to this program, if it sits well with them, if it resonates, it's something that they could incorporate?
Absolutely. Right now, our main tool for this month is the intention setting journal.
And when you say our main tool, that means?
The Heart Leader podcast, our toolbox that we provide all of our listeners for free every single month. We just want to support what our theme is that month by providing a tool that I can actually assist. And that way, as people are listening to kind of the different guests that we have and the conversations that we have throughout, you know, each week, that, you know, that tool can really support the conversation and the understanding and the, sometimes even breakthroughs that we can have just by listening and the inspiring stories of other people around us. And so this is the intention setting tool has been really, really great for me and for us, I know, because intentions really are, as you say, love, they set the tone of the energy that we desire to put forward. And so when we can be authentic in the type of intention that we're actually bringing forward, it is going to pay back to us tenfold because of that. And so it's really important when we can align who we are and what we do, when we can align our thoughts and our purpose with our actions, we're unstoppable from that point. And as we know, when we can take that extra time to just write it out and actually see it, it's almost like that manifestation into life. As we put that pen to paper, it makes a huge, huge difference. And so, you know, that's why I love this tool so much. And it's helped me, you know, you don't even have to do it just the beginning of the year. It's something you can do all year round. And you can do it for personal, you can do it for business, you can do it for really anything. Even if you're starting a new sport, for example, I use an intention journal for golf just throughout my career in college. And it just made a huge difference in actually allowing me to understand my goals, how I want to reach them, and give me a solid roadmap, knowing that I can grow every single day to get there.
Yeah. And I know that I've used it every single day. Like at the start of my day, I write out my intentions for the day in different categories of my life. That way I can be very clear about it. But, you know, sometimes once I write it down, it gives me that second to go, you know, that doesn't feel right for me either today or just period. Sounds great in theory. And we've all had those moments where it sounds great in theory, but once you see it on paper, it's like, maybe not where I want to spend my time. So an intention setting journal lets you just kind of get it out too, so that you can do it. And when we hook that to resolutions, again, it can go back into a very powerful tool to have in your arsenal, because, you know, I've done this myself a million times. There are so many people who have like a similar resolution. And so you just really want to join in and be part of that process. But the moment you start writing it out for yourself and you're like, but why am I doing this? What does it mean to me? And how am I going to actually incorporate this into my day? Do I really have the time to focus here? It gives you that second to pause before you take the next step of actions. And that can really be important, because it does allow you to come from that authentic place and say, is this really me? Does this fit with me? I can still find other ways to be with these people that I care about, but maybe this doesn't resonate with me. And then you don't end up letting people down in the long run either, because if it isn't authentic for you, then you might not consistently stay with it. And next thing you know, you're canceling out on the things that you had said you were going to do, because there are other things that you need to do. So there's always an option to be able to look forward and say, is this going to be something that really sticks with me long term, especially around resolutions? So, you know, we can dive more into some tools and things that we can leverage, but is there anything else that you would say about the intention setting journal before we had to break here in just a moment or two?
Yeah, I really feel like you just hit a great point in terms of allowing, seeing it on paper allows you to really reflect. And I'm going to bring up golf again, because it's just something that I'm really passionate about. It's been a big part of my life. And one thing that we always say in golf is if you don't have a great intention behind what you're practicing, you can actually practice yourself into problems. And we can actually take that same concept and apply it to our own intentions and what we're doing in life. And so if we're saying, oh, this thing that we want to integrate into our life right now, if we're not truly aware of why we're doing it, we could be unintentionally practicing our way into problems, or creating habits that actually aren't beneficial for us long term, because we like the idea of them, but we're not actually taking the time, as you're saying, to connect and understand if that's actually what is right for me. It might be right for someone else. It might be right for, and it may be right for you. But if we're not taking that extra time to just clarify, get the clarity of the thoughts and the actions that we have, I mean, you know, that's really the difference it can make. And we could spend a whole year actually taking ourselves down a path that we didn't intend to go, if we end up do connecting, you know, if we end up do sticking with those habits. And so that's just, as someone who's actually done that, you know, I just wanted to bring that forward.
It's brilliant. I love that. Practicing ourselves into problems because we didn't really take the time to understand if it fit for us.
Yes, and exactly.
That goes back to authentically knowing and then honoring what fits for you. And so on that note, we're going to take a break. And we'll come back to share some more tools that can help you kick off this new year in a fashion.
Do you have traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Bonnie Mengku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goals. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithADD.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa, Everyday Living in Peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit urpurepotential.com for more info.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne, and the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no, or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with the Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
And And we are back, and we're going to talk now about another fantastic tool that we can use, and that is the gratitude journal. And there are lots of these freely available. And we also have one available through the Suivera Heart Leader podcast, if you are interested. But no matter what, kicking off your year with gratitude, gratitude for what you had the previous year, and gratitude for what you have in the moment is such a strong practice. And with that, I'm going to ask Austin to share a little bit about what he experiences with the gratitude journal, because this is one that I know he uses all the time.
Absolutely. And first off, for any new listeners that are popping in, we're in for Dr. Pat subbing in. I'm Austin, and this is Amber. And just last segment, we talked a little bit about an intention setting journal and how much that can make a huge difference into the energy that we bring forward into this new year and setting us up for success for long term throughout the entire year, not just a short term resolution, which, hey, you know, that all happens to every one of us, where sometimes they fall off. So how do we stick with those resolutions? And one of the ways is the intention journal. So segueing that into the gratitude journal now, gratitude is such an incredible intention. It's something that can really, the energy behind gratitude is truly abundance. And so when we can bring that forward, then everything in our life can become more abundant. We can be abundant in love, in friendships, in business, in success, however you define that. And so I love the gratitude journal, and it's something being able to just write something simple, what your gratitude every day, what you're grateful for every day is truly, it's great because it's a reflection point and helps you kind of pull back and remind yourself, yeah, you know, we do have so much. There is so much to be grateful for. I do have people in my life that I can trust and people that I love. I mean, I have my health. Those are things that, you know, I really am grateful for every day. And so we can take those moments to kind of pull back. It can get us out of our head, out of looking forward or looking into the past, and really bring us into that present moment. And so the second point about gratitude that I love so much is that it really helps us bring us into the present moment.
Yeah. And one of the things I just love about gratitude is it actually has a physical impact. So it has been in studies shown to lower blood pressure, to just release those happy hormones that can help boost our mood. There is so much that gratitude does for us that I don't know sometimes that we fully take into account what just taking a few moments every day to appreciate the people and the things in our life can do for us on an emotional, mental, and a physical level. And then when we apply that to the start of the year, and then understanding who we are authentically, it gives us that picture, especially as you said, when combining it with our intentions. When we have intentions and we show what we're grateful for, it kind of gives us a picture of the flow of what we truly desire in life, because we can pull up out of that and objectively look at it and say, okay, well, I feel what I'm striving for in my life is all this monetary wealth. But if you look at your intentions and you look at what you're most grateful for, if every time it's spending more time with family and you're most grateful for the family that's in your life, then maybe what you're striving for isn't necessarily monetary wealth. It's the connection with your family. And you can realize that your authentic self is more connected to your family, and that over time, yes, it's not that you don't desire financial abundance, but that's not the most important thing to you as an authentic person. And so it gives us that opportunity to see a more clear picture when we add these tools together.
I love it. It definitely feels like it's focused more on the process than the result. And that's definitely something we talk about a lot. And maybe if you're willing to, love, if you can kind of share, because we've had these conversations about how gratitude is almost like a little bit of a life hack into the laws of action, attraction, and compensation, and how just gratitude alone can actually kind of fit that full picture. Would you mind diving into that just a little bit?
Oh, yeah, of course. So for anyone who hasn't studied the 12 laws of the universe, the laws of action, attraction, and compensation are three of the laws in those 12 laws. And you've heard likely about the law of attraction, because there was a book that was written and attracted a lot of attention. We'll just say it that way. But from what I understand, all three of those really have to merge together in order to bring anything forward. So you have to have an action, whether that's a thought or physical action or something that puts out into the world, out into the universe. It just shows like, hey, this is really and truly something I desire. And then that will start to attract that to you. Now, not immediately, you're not going to McDonald's, but it is something that will start to attract to you. And then the compensation is the delivery of the action and the attraction process. And too often we have a very set expectation of what that delivery will look like. And so we get very set in our ways of, oh, I didn't get what I wanted because it wasn't delivered in the way that I want. And where gratitude comes in is if we're constantly looking at what we're grateful for, we've set our intention, and then we're constantly looking at what we're grateful for, it honors that whole process because we start to notice like, hey, I set this intention. I put into action what I desired through the intention setting journal. And I took actions physically to make that happen. And then I allowed the law of attraction to get into motion in itself. So like I trusted the universe, I trusted God, Allah, whatever the name is that we place on it, that it would be pulled into our reality, into our experience. And now the gratitude allows us to witness that compensation, that pulling into it. And then we might go, oh, okay, so maybe it wasn't delivered exactly the way that I thought. Maybe I didn't get a new Maserati, but I got a new Touareg. So I still got a new car, but it just wasn't the car in which that I felt I was going to get. But a new car is a new car, and it's still a blessing, and it's still beautiful. And so it did complete the cycle, and it's still an amazing thing. And I'm still highly grateful for what I received that was abundant. And that goes for things, that goes for connections and emotions. It's all about awareness. And the more that we're aware, and the more that we're aware, it's just like, you know, we were talking with someone about kids just a little bit ago. It's like kids, right? If your kids are not happy and always ungrateful, the last thing you want to do is give them more stuff, no matter what. But if they're grateful and they're always just telling you, this means so much to me, thank you, thank you, thank you, then you're like, oh, okay, they are in the flow, they understand, and you just are happy to give them more.
That's so well said. One thing that really resonated with me that you said and continue to say is that the way that gratitude attracts abundance is through this understanding that it keeps you in a space where you can be grateful for what you receive, but continue to ask what else is possible. And that is such an incredible cycle to place yourself into, because it really is living abundantly in all aspects of life. When you can really allow yourself to receive and then in return give, then that's such a beautiful connection. And talk about getting depth and gifts on a regular basis just from that. I mean, it's really incredible what that cycle can do for yourself and how it can absolutely just transform your entire life when opening up the door for abundance in all aspects of who you are.
Yeah. And really getting down into the core of who you are, mm-hmm. because gratitude just opens up spaces within your heart that you might not have discovered otherwise.
Truth.
And with that, we are going to take another break. But when we come back, we're going to move on to the final tool that we'll talk about, which is something called the mirror technique. So this is one of my personal favorites. I love it. I love everything about it. So looking forward to chatting about that, but we'll do that as soon as we come back from break.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
Hello and welcome back. I am Amber and I'm here with Austin. And if you are just joining us, we are filling in for the amazing Dr. Pat. And we are talking about ways to kick off the new year, being your authentic self, and really making certain that you have the tools that can help empower you to have a highly successful and connected year. Now, if you heard everything that was just played for the past few minutes, there are so many shows on this wonderful network, and we are honored to be one of them. Austin and I host a show on the Transformation Network called the Heart Leader Podcast. And you can catch us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific to learn more about diving into leveraging the heart to connect with the mind. It is where heart and mind align. So catch us every Tuesday, 6 p.m. right here on Transformation Network. With that, we are going to dive into our next tool here on this show, and that is the mirror technique. Now, the mirror technique is something I have used for well over 10 years. when I myself was battling with getting to know who I was and really finding that self-love within, this is one of the tools that was given to me. And it allowed me to really start looking myself in the eye, which for the first few weeks took me quite a while to do. And then to not only look myself in the eye, but say kind things to myself. So the practice itself is to stand in front of your mirror every morning and take at least a few minutes to make eye contact. And I don't mean quickly glance. I mean, really look into your eyes the same way that you would look into somebody that you really, truly love and desire to connect with, because you need to be able to connect with yourself in that very same way. And then once you have that connection, once you have that contact, and you know, and you feel that sync up, and you will, you'll feel it. You'll feel a connection within. Then you say at least three things that you truly love and value about yourself. And you allow it to kind of resonate within you. And once you've completed that step, take any kind of a dry erase marker if you're looking at your bathroom mirror at home, or maybe just a post-it note, and write down at least one of those things on your mirror or on the post-it note and stick it up there so you can see it reflected back to you. Because as we've talked about in the previous two, the gratitude journal and the last segment and the intention setting journal and the one before, the moment you can put things down and see it reflected back at you, it just does something. It clicks in, kind of like looking at yourself in the mirror, in the eyes. It clicks. It's like a reflection back. And it allows you to continue to build that up so that when others give you the very same compliments, you don't end up going, oh no, you actually receive, you allow yourself to authentically receive compliments because you feel them through and through. And Austin, I know when we first started together, this was something I had you take part in. So do you have an experience that you would be willing to share?
Absolutely. Having a mirror and a lot of a dry erase markers.
It was all around yours.
Literally all around. I went a little bit nuts with it, but it was because at first I had such a hard time. I've always been one where I was taught when we want to show respect to someone, we look them in the eyes, and that was something from a kid that I was taught. And so I had no problem looking at other people in the eyes, but I didn't realize how difficult it was for me to actually look at myself in my own eyes. I didn't realize the struggle with self-worth that I had. And this the reason why it was a love-hate relationship at first, for sure, with this practice, because you can't hide behind it. I mean, literally, you have a mirror right in front of you, showing you and sticking out like a sore thumb the struggles that you're having. And so it was both emotionally painful, but also emotionally liberating. And this was one that even just after a couple of days, really struggled with, but slowly I got to kind of break my own walls down. And I didn't even realize the walls that I had. And one thing that really sticks with me on this that you always say is when you were finding yourself and starting to love yourself authentically, you didn't realize how much you weren't allowing other people to love you for who you are. And that really resonated with me through this process and continues to this day. And that's what allows me to have self-love as such a priority in my life, because I do want to have depth. I'm not interested in surface level connection. I'm interested in true depth and a real connection. And I can't have that until I give that to myself first. And that's why I love this tool so much, because it does open that door and it creates that connection. And we know that when we want to be able to give something to someone else, we first have to give it to ourselves. we want to be kind, truly kind to someone else, we first need to be kind to ourselves. If we want to be giving to someone else, we first need to be giving to ourselves. It's from that energy that we can offer so much more. And that is why I love this tool so much.
And it seems so simple. It's like, oh, I could do this. And I've heard it time and time again from clients where they really feel like, oh, this is going to be the easiest thing that we've done. And then we get them in front of the mirror and we don't even stay there with them. Like, we give them all the space that they need. But there is something to actually looking yourself in the eye and knowing that there's nobody there but you. And you now have to ask yourself, have I been transparent with me? Have I been honest with me? Not other people. It's not outside of me. It's within me. And I have to take that deep look. And it's also that gateway to going within. There have been many people who have said, okay, so I hear all of this talk about go within. What does that even mean? Well, this mirror technique is kind of a first step if you've had any challenges to going within, because it actually drives you deeper within and in that connection. And so what we can do is, if you're interested in this technique, we actually have a free mirror technique course. If you go to our site, suivera.org, that's suivera.org, you can sign up and get the free mirror technique course. And it walks you through everything that you need to do if you would like to have just the reference. And it will empower you to continue to do this on a daily basis. So, as we're preparing to wrap up here in this amazing spot that we've been gifted from Dr. Pat, are there other things that you would like to share that you feel will help people feel empowered and really be able to be themselves in the new year and then create resolutions from that space?
Yes. I mean, I can't reiterate enough how important it is to really seek to understand yourself authentically. Authenticity brings out the best of not only ourselves, but it brings out the best in our relationships. You can even dive into bringing out the best in our businesses, which is incredible. And so when we can truly approach life from the most authentic version of self, then we can bring passion, we can bring love, connection, and true beauty into all that we do. And then therefore, we're really focused on the process of how we live life. And it's amazing when we do that, we're less worried about the results. The results aren't defining who we are. We are defining who we are. And when we start to do that, then the results that we desire actually start to follow suit. And it becomes a beautiful kind of synergistic connection and cycle that we can create for ourselves that allows our manifestation to really go to the next level.
100%. And so by combining, as we get close to taking our next break, by combining the tools that we've talked about at the start, talking about really setting our intentions, then utilizing gratitude, then getting to know who we are, by allowing that to reflect back to us, it doesn't just change our personal life. That ripples out, if what I just heard you say is correct. It's like a ripple effect. It goes into business. It goes into friendships. It goes into everything. And then you get the opportunity to be a light, as we say, that lights other lights, because they see it spark in you. And they want to know, okay, how are you doing this? How are you finding your ground and showing up authentically? And you're the same person here as you are there, as you are there. And that's something I want to talk about a little bit more too, is this whole resolution cycle and how when we reinvent ourselves, it creates layers of masks versus utilizing tools that help us get to know ourselves, that then begin to pull away all of those masks and help us extend beyond from that place of knowing of self. Agreed?
Agreed. I can't wait.
All right. I believe we are ready for our next break. So with that, I will kick it over to the break and we will be back in just a few moments.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Hey, look, some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking purpose and meaning. Well, The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to reach out and go for it. For more information or to purchase the book, go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with Cornelia Stephanie VIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit quantumtouch.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. I am Amber Mikesell filling in for Dr. Pat, and I'm here with Austin Yule. Austin and I are actually the host of another podcast on this amazing network called the Heart Leader Podcast. And you can catch us actually tonight at 6 p.m. here on the Transformation Network. It's 6 p.m. Pacific time. And we are here every Tuesday, actually. So be sure to catch us then. But we want to get back to what we were talking about, which is every new year, this whole new year, new you, and the resolution setting cycle, and how that can start to year after year add layers of masks that we may not intentionally be creating, but still somehow when we keep reinventing ourselves, just start to layer on. And I know I did this for years myself. I would choose an area of my life where I wanted to recreate myself at the start of the new year, whether that was in business or in social areas or even in my studies. I'm like, oh, I'm going to create this new version of me. And what ended up happening was I lost count of who I was because I just kept reinventing myself here and reinventing myself here. And it wasn't until I started utilizing the tools that we've talked about throughout this podcast that I really started to peel away those layers. And it took a long time. But my resolution one year, about 10 years ago, finally became, I'm going to learn who I am. That's my resolution. And I'm going to be my authentic self so people could know who I am authentically instead of all of these masks that I started to wear. And so when we started applying this to other individuals who were in similar situations, they started seeing great success and a lot of reduction in stress, a lot of physical benefits as well. And Austin is one of those people. And that's why I'm going to have him talk a little bit about the benefits that he saw from doing these similar actions. Austin?
Absolutely. I can so relate to everything you're saying in terms of the masks. You know, I was stuck in that too. I really thought that I had to be everything to everyone. And that was such a, in many ways, a debilitating thought, and one that I felt like I could never live up to. I thought I had to be this way to this friend and this way in this business, or, you know, that way in this setting. And all it did was get me confused because I was so parsed out on who I thought I should be. And also I was too stuck in my head. You know, I was getting away from my heart. I was losing the very essence of who I am because I was so worried about who would I look like, or what would I look like to everyone around me, or what would I even look like to the projection of who I want to be. And I was always falling short in my mind. And so I was constantly a disappointment to myself. And no wonder I had, a lack of self-love and a lack of self-worth. And so it wasn't until I really took that time, as you were saying, to focus on self using some of these tools like the intention setting journal, the gratitude journal, and the mirror technique, and among many others, to really prioritize myself, not from a place of ego, but truly from a place of love and connection in wanting to know myself, because the more love I had for myself, the more I could give to others. And I'd say that's, to me, has been the greatest benefit of understanding my own authenticity. A beautiful analogy is that when we are truly authentically ourselves and we give ourselves that self-love, we become the overflowing pitcher. And what I mean by this is that oftentimes we've been taught that when we want to give to others, you know, we're like that pitcher of water where we're constantly giving, 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 giving. And what happens is if we're giving our water out to all these other cups around us, eventually that pitcher is going to be empty. And then what are we going to do from there? The beauty about an overflowing pitcher of water is that that pitcher is always full. And because it's overflowing, it can also give to all the cups around it. And this to me was such a beautiful and simple analogy that when I first heard it, I was like, you know, mind blown. Like, it's so amazing and transformative. And so when I was truly able to embody that, that's when I started to see the benefits. You know, all the stress of feeling like I was in this do, go, go, go mode. It all just kind of fell back. And instead of being a human doing, I was really a human being. And I got to access who I am from the very depths of my soul and be the greatest version of the grandest vision of who I am.
Which is an amazing gift to give yourself.
Yes. Well said.
Talk about the best resolution you could make.
Right.
It's like, until you get to the core of who you are, how do you know what you truly desire? Until then, it's, you're just guessing at it. It's like throwing darts at a moving dartboard. You know, you hope that you hit the bullseye, but your chances are not high. But if you really stabilize in and know who you are, and then you make any changes from that place of knowing, from having removed all those layers and all those masks, then you have the opportunity to say, all right, here's where I choose to expand my authentic self, instead of here's where I am going to layer on another thing. No wonder it starts to feel so heavy. No wonder we start to feel so weighed down by all of these things that we've placed upon ourselves. And for me, again, I can only speak for myself. I was the one putting them on myself, no one else. I did it. And so I was the only one who could choose to take them off. And it wasn't instant. It took a while. There's no quick fix, because it took me years to put them on. It took me years to take them off, to really understand what is me, what isn't me. And so if there's anyone who's interested in understanding where they could find free tools to do this, I know that there are many individuals here on the Transformation Network who offer resources, and we are one of those organizations that offer a lot of free tools and resources. If an individual is interested, you can go to suivera.org, S-U-I-V-E-R-A.org, and we have an entire library of free resources. And our podcast, the Heart Leader Podcast, is very dedicated toward giving away free resources. And we're even building out a Heart Leader Toolbox, which helps individuals understand that it isn't one or the other. It isn't only heart or only logic. It is both. It is where heart and mind align, so that it's a balance between the two. And that comes from knowing of self. So we are so grateful to be part of this amazing network where so many people are coming together to offer all of their insights and tools like this, and grateful to share what we're able to bring forward as well. Is there anything that you would like to share in these last couple of moments that we have here together?
I think that covers it. I'm just very grateful and really filled with love coming into this new year. And that's just an energy that I look forward to continuing to perpetuate throughout the year. And I really appreciate all the incredible heart leaders that are around this world. We've been, our community is continuing to grow, and just to seeing people in all walks of life choose love. And so let's just keep growing together in love.
Awesome. Well, we want to take this last minute that we have together to thank everyone who joined and is listening, and to thank Dr. Pat for gifting us this time and space to share some tools and to share about ourselves, Suivera, and the Heart Leader Podcast. And as always, we want to share our heartfelt gratitude to every person who works at the Transformation Network, because you guys are rock stars. You make us look good every time. And without you, what we do would not be possible. So thank you. May everyone be blessed in 2022. And we look forward to seeing everyone tune in tonight at 6 p.m. Pacific to the Heart Leader Podcast, where you can hear Austin and I continue to talk about this topic and many others for weeks to come.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.